This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing with Siftes. Siftes is a new subject, which is the location on the head for the Tefillin Shoraish. Makoim Hanachas Tefillah Shoraish, the place of the placement of the Tefillah Shoraish, Me'as Chalas Ikrei Haseyar, from the beginning of the roots of the hair, Mi Mitzchai, of your forehead, Ad Soif Hamakoim Shamaychoi Shaltinek Roifes, until the end of the place that the brain of a baby is soft. Let us see the meaning of this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ikrei Haseyar, Peirosh, Debeinei Nech, Alav Mamish. We know between your eyes is not exact. Degarminen Gzeira Shava, Miloy Sasimu Karcha Beinei Nech, and we make Gzeira Shava from the Pasuk, don't make a bold spot between your eyes. Ha'amor Eitzel Meitz. Ma'la Halan Makim Shaisa Karcha. Just like there, it's talking about where somebody would ordinarily make a bold spot. V'hu Baraysh, that's referring to on the head. Afkan here too. Maschil Makoy Matvilen, the place of Tulin begins. Mimakim Shaye Shayachas Karcha, where it is possible to have a bold spot. Dahainu Mimakoy Maschalas Smicha Sasaras Shabaraysh, where the hair begins to sprout on the head. Now, what if somebody doesn't have hair there? Or it doesn't grow there? So the Sefer Ha'ois Chayim V'Shalom brings that he should put on tefillin in the place, that it's the derech for hair to grow by other people. But it should not. Now, that's very interesting. Because some people have very low hairlines. Some people, their hair starts growing very low. Do we say them, oh no, don't put tefillin there. You should only put tefillin. In other words, why do we say by someone whose hair does not grow, oh, put on tefillin where hair would grow by other people? What about somebody, I know people have very low hairlines. There's certain, we'll call it ethnicities, they just have lower hairlines than Ashkenazic Jews. You know, they're just more... They have lower hairlines. Anyway, that's what the Dershu brings down. Then now the first halacha is talking about stam, people who have extremely high hairlines, right? There are people that have very, very high hairlines. It seems like they're allowed to put tefillin lower down, where hair would normally grow by other people. But someone who is bald, he brings the Sefer Ha'Oisachai Misham, or the Ben Ishchai, and the Kozhe Glover Goin, that you put on tefillin where your hair grew originally. Okay? So it's like this. Someone who has an unusually high hairline. So I would say that's unnatural. Right? It's unnatural. So if it's unnatural, you go by most people. But someone who's bald, he goes by his original hairline. Not where most people grow, but by his original hairline. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'rabim nechsham b'isur zeh. Many people make a mistake. V'toyin loymar. They make an error. Shahakotza olyan maschumi makam haseyar. That the top edge begins from the place where hair grows. And they put tefillin on their hairline, on their forehead. V'ikratun munachal ha-meitzach. And the ikratun is placed on their forehead. V'oivram al isur d'oiraisa. And they violate isur d'oiraisa. D'chol ha-tefillin tzrichin li-yisunachum ha-kim she'ish karcha. The entire bias must be in the place where a bold spot is possible. D'hainu shi'a filu kotza atachtin sha'a titara. That is even the lower edge of the titara. Munach amakam aschos ikrei haseyar is placed in a place where the hair begins to grow. I was thinking about this. What about someone whose hairline is not perfectly straight? Most people, their hairline in the front comes out more and it goes up as sort of to the sides. So what if the hairline is not straight? He brings from the Masgeres HaShulchan that the entire width of the titaira has to be above the hairline. Because ribuas halach l'maish b'sinai. I don't think most people are careful about that. I think most people, where is the lowest point on the hairline? No, but then he brings the Tzur Yaakov and the Pischa Zuta, right? As long as the beginning of the titura mitchilas ikrei asarois, even though the edge of the titura is makam she'ein by seiros, that is good. I think this, so that's a very important machlokes, because I think in most people, the hairline begins sort of as a point, and it sort of goes upward toward the sides. So, you know, it would probably be worthwhile to put the tefillin a little bit higher up so that the entire bias is above the hairline, even though there is a shita that as long as the beginning of the titora is above the makom smicha sasear. Okay. Aval ein lashgech lemi sheyesh saras aruka sheshoch ven archatzi ametzach laniach sham tefillin. It's irrelevant if the hair is long that it goes down to the midway point of the forehead, because that's not relevant at all. It goes by the root of the hair. Ki aschalas mekayim atfilin sarach lios maschalas ikrei asear. The beginning of the place of tefillin has to be from where the hair begins to sprout. Shabbat padachas on the temple ulamala and above. Ah, so he brings over here from Levushe Mordechai and the Priyasada that someone whose hairline begins on his forehead, he has to follow, he cannot put on tefillin there. He should put on tefillin where most people grow hair. So it works both ways. I mean, I'm thinking specifically, there is a particular nationality that has extremely low hairline. But that's not that would not be acceptable for tefillin, unless we say for that nationality that's the hairline for such people. The yoytzer tov laniach tzas lamala mishirza. It's better to put it a little bit above. Why? Da makom yesh barosh laniach shtei tefillin. There's enough space for two tefillin kadesh lo yishamit lamata al metzach, so it doesn't slip below on the forehead. V'chol amanicha la metzach hu mina karam. Anyone who puts on the forehead, it's the custom of the Karaites, lo yasa hamitzvah, and they do not fulfill the mitzvah. V'chol ba'al nefesh yazer l'chaverav, every sensitive, spiritual person should warn his friend, v'yilamdeim, and he should teach them, shelo yikashlu bazeh, that they shouldn't stumble. I once saw, I was in a shul, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy who had his tefillin sort of on the forehead, and somebody came over to him, and he said, will you mind if I... you mind if I would just, you know, fix your tefillin? He said, huh? Yeah, I would mind. So the guy walked away. So the guy, here the Ribbono Shel Olam sent him an opportunity to put on his tefillin. So the next time, if somebody comes over to you, do you mind, you know, have the humility to, you know, if the guy is not correct, he's not correct, but maybe he has a point. Okay. But every sensitive person should warn his friend and teach them not to be nichsho on this. Kedei shelo yiyu chas v'sham b'chlal poishe Yisrael begufan. So the person should not be among the sinners of Israel with their body. Dezehu karkafta d'loy manach tefillin. This is like a skull that did not put on tefillin. It's irrelevant that you took tefillin out of the bag and you put it on your roish. There's no mitzvah to put tefillin. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to take tefillin out of a bag. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Hashem didn't say, Moshe, tell the Jewish people to take the tefillin out of their bag. Hashem also didn't tell Moshe, tell the Jewish people to wrap it on their head. He told them to make sure that the edge of the tefillin is above the hairline. If a millimeter of the tefillin, a micrometer of the tefillin shalroish is below the hairline, so maybe you did other mitzvahs in your lifetime, but tefillin won't be one of them. And not only that, v'gam ha'bracha havi levatala, the tefillin shemrachim shalom kamei avi kamrachim b'kisan. Tefillin, actually, you're much better off not putting on tefillin, because at least if you don't put on tefillin, you don't make a bracha levatala. V'im nishmetu mekam tzachlas, you don't take them. If they slip out of place, you have to put them back right away. In your bracha, ayin le'elbasim chav heisif yud beis, regarding a bracha, look what we said earlier. Lamaisa, we said earlier from the shla that we don't make a bracha when they slip out of place, because during the tefillah, you're not meisiach das, and it's like taking it off to put it back on. Okay. Ad seif ha-makoim. Retzolamek shekteam avarta shaltun lo yamunach lamala mimakam shemach shaltinek rach. The edge of the mavarta of the tefillin should not be above the place where the head of the brain of a tinok is soft. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up in Sif Yud. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov. Yes, sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.